Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The NATO-Russia Council meets for the first time since 2014. Officials from 28 NATO countries attended the meeting in Brussels along with a Russian delegation. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters after the meeting the talks were, in his words, frank, serious, and actually good. But
NATO and Russia have profound and persistent disagreements. Today's meeting did not change that.
Jens Stoltenberg. U.S. President Barack Obama will meet with the leaders of France, Britain, Germany, and Italy next week for an informal meeting expected to cover such topics as Syria, Libya, and migration. The White House says the leaders will also discuss additional steps NATO allies must take to address challenges on Europe's eastern and southern periphery, as well as efforts to advance negotiations on the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. The United Nations Refugee Agency says as many as 500 people, most of them migrants, may have died when an overcrowded boat capsized in the Mediterranean Sea April 8th. Edward Uranian reports.
Survivors told the UN Refugee Agency migrants were being transferred from a small boat to a larger vessel when the vessel capsized. Only a fraction of the migrants were able to swim back to the smaller boat. A merchant ship eventually rescued 41 survivors and dropped them off near the Cretan port of Kalamata. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S. President Barack Obama and Saudi Arabia's King Salman agreed on the importance of an inclusive approach to de-escalating regional conflicts during a two-hour meeting in Riyadh Wednesday. This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are turning their attention to presidential primary elections taking place in five states next week. Both candidates were the big winners in Tuesday's New York primary. The next key date is April 26, with Republican and Democratic primaries in Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Elaine Kamark of the Brookings Institution says it's too early to declare a winner in either party.
In another week, when we've had the Pennsylvania primary, which is another big primary, if Trump and Clinton are doing as well as they did last night in New York, then I think you might see a shift. But it's a little bit early for that because they still have, each of them has strong and determined supporters. And each of them, neither of them has a clear lock on the nomination at this point.
Elaine Kamark. The U.S. Supreme Court says Iran must pay nearly $2 billion in frozen assets to the American families of people killed by Iran-sponsored terrorism. In a 6-2 ruling Wednesday, the court upheld a 2012 law concerning the distribution of the funds. It awarded damages to the relatives of the Marines killed in a 1983 terrorist attack in Beirut and of those killed in other attacks. One local and two state employees are facing criminal charges stemming from the water crisis that continues to plague the Midwestern U.S. city of Flint, Michigan. The three were charged Wednesday with evidence tampering and several other felonies and misdemeanors. Other charges may be filed as the investigation by the Michigan Attorney General's office continues. Almost 18 months ago, officials switched Flint's water source, and residents began drinking and bathing with water tainted with toxic lead. Flint has been under a state of emergency for 4 months while residents use filters and bottled water. The United States believes the two-month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria is still in place. A State Department spokesman says the level of fighting remains below where it was before the truce went into effect at the end of February. A Norwegian court has ruled that mass murderer Anders Breivik's human rights have been violated during his imprisonment. The Oslo District Court ruled Wednesday that Breivik's 5 years in isolation violates the European Convention on Human Rights. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, says the United States will provide nearly $40 million in new humanitarian assistance for nations in Africa's Lake Chad region. She says the money will help people whose lives have been affected by Boko Haram violence. Power made the announcement Tuesday in Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé, after meeting with top officials. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.